Members, Senate Appropriations will convene as a subcommittee. We have a couple more members in order to form a quorum, but my vice chair, Senator Cox, is here. And we are taking up one bill today, Senator Pavley's SB 26 in the eighth special session. Senator Pavley, would you care to begin?
Thank you very much, and I wanted to start out thanking you, Chairwoman Kehoe, for your help in this and your staff. And with that, they've done a wonderful job. And
we appreciate all your work on this, too, Senator Pavley.
Well, it would be my staff, Adrian Alvord, and everyone else on this. And it was consensus has been reached, and I would like to begin by accepting as author amendments the proposed amendments that set forward by your staff.
And members have those amendments in print before you. So thank you, then. They'll be taken here in committee.
Okay. Brief.
We have a quorum now. Excuse me, Senator Pavley. Let me call the roll, Sally, and then we'll let you resume.
Kehoe?
Here.
Kehoe here. Cox?
Here.
Cox here. Alquist?
Here.
Alquist here. Corbett? Denham? Here. Denham here. Leno?
Here.
Leno here. Lou? Price? Walters?
Here.
Walters here. Weiland? Yee?
We have a quorum. Senator Pavley?
Very good, and thank you again. I want to start by giving a little introduction what a PACE program is. First of all, starting out, it's a completely voluntary program, voluntary for the local governments if they want to participate, voluntary for any individuals, homeowner businesses, if they want to participate. This is just a way to accelerate financing for renewable energy and energy efficiency improvements. PACE programs simply enable local governments to finance renewable energy and energy efficiency projects on private property, including residential and commercial and industrial, with borrowers repaying their obligations as part of their property tax bill, usually over a period of 20 years. In doing so, the programs allow property owners to spread out the cost of such installations over their tax assessments. Usually those upfront capital costs to put in these improvements are the hurdle that people must have to overcome, and this system works. It makes the improvements a lot more affordable and practical. The benefit is attached to the property, so even if you sell your property, the assessment goes on to the new owner, takes the repayment obligation, and continues to pay through their property tax bill. This bill, Senate Bill X-826, is designed to accelerate the use of one of the most promising new financing mechanisms for property improvement. It's called PACE, and PACE stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy. SB X-826 will lower the cost of financings and enhance receptivity of the PACE bonds from the investors and the attractiveness of the PACE improvements to the home and business owners by creating a state program to standardize the programs and lower financing costs. This bill creates a new program in the state treasurer's office in the California Alternative Energy and Advanced Transportation Financing Authority, CAFTA, which will administer a reserve to make local PACE funding more attractive. The bill will authorize $50 million reserve fund that can be used for qualified PACE financing programs as a credit enhancement to further lower financing costs to the borrowers. Funding for the program comes from the CECs, that's the California Energy Commission's Renewable Resource Trust Fund. We've been working with the CEC and believe that this is both an appropriate source, and using these funds will not have impacts on other state energy programs. By creating a state program in the treasurer's office, PACE loans will be much more attractive to financial markets and also lower the costs of financing. Other than de minimis administrative costs, which can be paid for by the interest from the bonds, the state has no exposure nor is liable for any defaults or other loan-based obligations. With me today are some people that can answer more technical kinds of questions on how the PACE program works. Bob Epstein from Environmental Entrepreneurs and Jan McFarland from CAFTA, who will further describe the benefits of this bill.
Thank you, Senator Pavley. Please take a question from Senator Cox.
Sure.
Then we'll hear from your witnesses and then from the public.
Perhaps the expert witnesses can tell us about the
the position that these bonds take relative to property taxes in the event of a default or foreclosure. What happens? Possibility of losing any of this money for the bondholders?
I'm Bob Epstein with E2. So the assumption, the structure is the property tax is first, then this comes next, and then the first mortgage would follow behind it.
Is there any way that the bonds are in fact eliminated or discharged, other than by repayment?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Is there anybody in the audience who knows?
Can you come up, ma'am? And we're going to need either you can stand right there and speak into that mic, yeah. So Mr. Epstein can take a seat.
I'm Janet.
If you just step down here, there, and you can pull the mic around.
Great. My name's Jan McFarland. I'm the executive director of the California Alternative Energy and Advanced Transportation Authority, CAFTA. Your question was, what happens to the bond if it?
I want to know what happened in the day. We are in a period of default.
Right.
We are in a period of an economic recession. So this bond is going to be put on the property when they agree to make the improvements, right, with this kind of facility. So what happens if there's a default by the owner of the property? What happens to the bondholders?
The purpose of this bill is to set up a loan loss, or is set up a 10% reserve fund.
Yes, ma'am.
Which will cover defaults. That's the whole purpose. So there don't need to be any. There would be no problems with either the counties or with the state, because the reserve fund will cover defaults.
I think what you're telling me then is that if it weren't for the reserve fund, the bondholder could in fact be harmed with a significant number of defaults, and I presume there must be a threshold where the 10% doesn't work as well.
I'm not a bond lawyer, but I think that the bonds will be much easier to sell, and people will feel much more comfortable in purchasing them because there is a reserve fund to cover defaults.
And I would add to that we've met with a number of agencies that sell bonds, as well as people that were likely to buy them. And this is structured. First of all, there's protections on what percentage of the property's value. This limits it to less than 10%. So we've put limits on it so there can't be too much, too excess borrowing on top of it. The credit is checked in advance. And the bond agencies we've talked to are very comfortable that a bond structure like this could be sold, could reach a AA. Up to a AAA rating, and so you wouldn't see that sort of thing unless these are well structured and well protected.
Thank you, Senator Cox. Or excuse me, Senator Leno has a comment on this point.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think Senator Cox asks a reasonable question, but I think given that PACE programs are already up and running, San Francisco, San Diego, Berkeley,
Palm Desert,
why don't we look at what the foreclosure rate is currently? In the worst of worst times, are we having a problem?
Not that we're aware of, and we've communicated with all those entities in multiple meetings and conference calls, as well as Sonoma County.
So we've been through some of the worst foreclosures in history, and there hasn't been a problem.
I just want everybody on this dais to recognize if there's a possibility that the bondholder could lose money here, because the bondholder's put in a secondary position. At least the bondholder ought to know that, and this Senate delegation here ought to know that.
Understood, Senator Cox. Second only to the property tax. Certainly, I think there'd be.
I heard that.
Yeah,
I heard that.
It'd be more difficult to try to pass it if it were in front of the property tax.
Right.
But I think we're in the middle of testimony. Any other comments from the members? Otherwise. Mr. Epstein, you're going to finish your remarks, and then we'll go to public testimony.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
He hasn't started.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't started, but I'd be happy to finish first, if I could.
Good, you're with the program then.
There we go. So E2 is the sponsor of this bill. our goal is to create a structure that could create a new industry in California, this being the energy retrofit industry, create significant new jobs in this calendar year, and create a very broad structure. Yet at the same time, this is private transactions. These are private borrowers borrowing from the private bond market. So we spent a lot of time meeting with both sides to make sure we could come up with a structure that would be the lowest interest rate possible, something lower than they might get on their own, yet a broad standardization across the industry by having it be administered through the state and not put the state at any risk. So that was our goal behind this. The structure we've come up seems to work extremely well with everyone we've talked to in the private bond market, as well as local banks, et cetera. So I feel very comfortable that this structure can benefit homeowners, can benefit small business. And as a result, I would expect to see jobs in this year if we can move quickly on this bill.
Very good. We're going to go to finance, and then we'll take public testimony in favor and opposition. Finance.
Miriam Ingenito with the Department of Finance. The department is still analyzing this measure. Specifically, while there are sufficient funds in this, the Renewable Resources Trust Fund account to cover the expenditures in this bill, we are still reviewing what kind of impacts that might have to other programs funded by that pot of money, including the Million Solar Roofs Initiative, which we know is kind of over a number of years, so might not be looking to the fund this year, but maybe in the next couple of years.
Thank you. Testimony in favor? Public testimony in favor? And I think, Mr. Epstein, I'm going to have to ask you to move this time. All righty.
Madam Chair and members, Don Gilbert representing SFPUC. I want to thank the author and you and several other folks here who helped with the amendments and staff. Really appreciate the hard work, and we support the bill. Thank you.
All righty, thank you. Other testimony in favor? Is there additional testimony in favor? Opposition testimony? All right, members, any comments? Otherwise, I'll take a motion on the bill.
So moved.
Senator Cox moves the bill.
As amended.
As amended, and the amendments are before you, and there's some also mentioned on the last page that are all going in today. Correct? All right. As amended. Call the roll.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Cox?
Aye.
Cox, aye. Alquist?
Aye, and co-author, please.
All righty.
Alquist, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Didham? Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Walters? Wyland? Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye. 8-0.
8-0. Any other co-authors? Senator Alquist is a co-author. Thank you. 8-0. The bill is out. That's the only item on file. Meeting's adjourned.